This call is now being recorded.
I'm joined by Maury Eskandani. He's a producer for Poker Productions. He's currently putting together the Super High Roller series, which will air on Poker Central and NBC Sports Network this fall. Maury, thanks for joining us. How are you?
My pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. All right, let's start with the Super High Roller cash game. You previously produced High Stakes Poker, which was a very popular cash game show on Game Show Network a few years back. How will this one compare to High Stakes Poker?
I've been asked that question before. I mean, all cash games are inherently the same. They're not a freeze-out format, and they're people that play just about every day, and you try to go in their office and catch them playing their game. So we've had cash games like Poker After Dark had cash games, and there are many European cash games were produced for television. High Stakes was obviously the first one. It sticks to everybody's mind easier, but Super High Roller Bowl is just a mix of today's cash game players. Stakes are a little bit higher than High Stakes, but I would just comparison, I would say it's another cash game.
Right. Okay, now how did you go about selecting the players for each day?
You know, it's for cash game, the players almost select themselves. You know, it's easy. Just go into big games and see who's playing. There are people that, like I said, play every day with one another. They don't necessarily are not pros. They're recreational businessmen and poker enthusiasts that, you know, like to put their money in, big cash games, and that's their thrill. We try to catch some of those guys. And, of course, there are some pros that are known to be cash game players like Doyle Brunson, Johnny Chan, Patrick Antonios. These guys are mainly cash game players. So we try to bring a mix of people that have been playing for a long time and people that have recently added themselves to the cash games of today.
Okay. Now, before Black Friday Poker on TV, it was very popular, but outside of the WSOP and niche shows like Poker Night in America, poker is pretty much gone from mainstream television nowadays. Do you envision the Super High Roller series helping to bring poker back into the limelight?
It's always nice to have the network get behind a programming. So, in this case, obviously, Poker Central is going to be behind Super High Roller series. Now, it doesn't have to be Super High Roller Bowl, but whatever that's we are producing for them. And it's once you have the networks behind them, their salespeople trying to find sponsors for the shows, they're finding good timing for air dates, and all of that is a big plus. So, as we've seen for World Series of Poker, ESPN is such a huge part of WSOP, or many shows that, like Poker After Dark, NBC was a huge part of it. So in this case, like I said, 24/7 TV channel, Poker Central, getting behind a television series has to be nothing but a plus. So I'm looking forward for many years of doing Super High Roller series for them.
I would agree. Now, when poker became popular on TV a dozen years ago, the personalities were great. We had Helmuth, Negreanu, Matusow, and others. They always put on a show. Now, do you feel that the new school players have the same sort of charisma to make the show entertaining?
Well, you know, the new school. Let's say obviously you mean by new school the younger kids.
Right. Right.
Most of them have been brought up on the internet, and there's so little interactions. Maybe it's just they have to get used to live games a little more. I remember the old days when we played. Part of our work as professionals were to entertain the recreational players. If they got into the game, we made sure they had fun. So the interaction was a huge part of the game. It really was. You would come to a poker room and you see a table that is full of laughter and everybody's having fun. and you would want to get into that game. So entertaining or being entertaining was part of the game of old school poker, and I would imagine the guy's gotten pretty good at it just because of that.
That makes sense.
The kids may have a whole ton of character, but I'm yet to see him to be the same as what we've seen from the older players.
Agreed. No, I got to see the $500,000 buy-in super high roller bowl up close, and I can't wait to see how you put the tournament together for TV. Can you give me a hint of some features I didn't get to see in person, but will when it airs on NBC Sports Network in the fall?
Well, the most of it is going to be the poker hands and the poker tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
The features are going to be geared into introducing the new players. So we're trying to, obviously, there will be a ton of new faces, and we're just trying to let our poker world to know who they are and mm-hmm. what they have. Obviously, there's been a gap. If they don't make it the final table of some big tournaments, you don't get to know them, and they're all superior players. So we'd like people to know. So the features, again, will be more about introducing players than having like a specific feature that we do for WSOP or something like that.
Now, a dozen or so of the players, guys like Tom Dwan and Phil Hellmuth, who originally committed to the Super High Roller Bowl, didn't play. Were you at all disappointed with the turnout?
I was not. I was not
no?
disappointed
okay.
from the. I mean, look, it's $500,000 buy-in. I thought if 40 players play, it's a huge win, and the fact that it went over, it's even a greater testament that poker's. In a highest levels is alive and kicking. So it was nice to see that many players. $21.5 million prize pool. It's sweet. I was not disappointed one bit. I know Tom Dwan was not even in the country, and you know, a few players would know this is a serious event and it's here to stay, and they're planned better for it.
Cool. Now, when producing a poker series for TV, do you ever try to influence the players to keep the banner at the table interesting, or do you just let them do their thing?
Yeah, let them do. I mean, I would encourage them because it's filling the silence. You know, you can do so much commentary, but it'll be like if there's somebody, if there are moments that are just players are not saying anything, it's unless the hand is so incredible. The commentators can talk about it, but if it's nothing being said, it can get a little bit of a you know, difficult television to voice. So I want them not to freeze in front of the camera, be themselves. I encourage them to do that, and that obviously creates a lot of conversation.
Sounds good. Now, what I'm really, really curious to know about, because I used to watch these shows religiously, but is there any chance of bringing back national heads up championships, high stakes poker after dark in the near future?
Well, I've always said there'll be more poker shows in the future than in the past, and that would mean a whole slew of these older shows will come. It's just the bottom line is what our government lets us do, you know. If they help to with the internet poker, if they help to allow people to play online and create more interest, obviously all these shows will come back and more. So I know High Stakes Poker Heads Up Championship was very popular, and those shows will be first in line to come back.
Right. Yeah. Now, as you were talking about the internet, you know, the internet influencing whether or not those shows come back yet. You know, the big advertisers like Poker Stars and Full Tilt Poker. I don't know how much you follow the, you know, U.S. government regulations, but do you have any optimism for those sites being, you know, re-entering the U.S. market and maybe that helping bring back poker on television?
I think instead of focusing on the site, I want to focus on the game. You just can't take this game away from fabric of our lives. You can't do that. The game is definitely part of our culture, and it's here to stay. And once, you know, we all agree that poker is not a fad, it's not something that's going to come and go, and we're going to be playing it by millions of people for a long time, I'm sure politicians and legislators can see a way of organizing something, some laws that will make this work. And when that comes to life, it's not just going to be the online sites who are going to look to take sponsorship in poker. As you see even now, many of the sponsors that we saw for Super High Roller were not online sites. So mainstream will come. It's coming slowly, but it will come. And that would
but
be...
Can it hit?
Sorry?
Can it hit the popularity of its peak back in, you know, the 2003 to 2006 years?
I have no doubt in my mind it can. If the legislation is in place and, you know, superpowers of casino industries get behind it, of course it would. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't. I mean, remember, these guys, their marketing machine has been around for over 100 years. They know what to do with poker and how to market it. So it's just a different venue. Now they're online. And they would know how to get us going for sure.
Now, I hope you're right, because I love to play poker and I like to play online. But now, in closing, can you tell our listeners and readers who the commentators are going to be for the? You've got the Super High Roller Celebrity Tournament, the Super High Roller Cash Game, and the Super High Roller Bowl Tournament.
Okay, Kara Scott and Jesse Sylvia are going to be doing the Super High Roller Shootout, and that's the Celebrity Shootout, and the Super High Roller Bowl, and the Super High Roller Cash Game is to be announced.
Okay. All right. We'll wait for that. But I do appreciate you for joining me today, Maury, and you have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You too.